Hey, it's Jen Lehner of jenlehner.com and ceovirtualstaffing.com, and this is your Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing for Monday, December the 4th. Meta revealed the discovery and elimination of a network of nearly 5,000 fake Facebook and Instagram accounts originating in China. The fake accounts aim to impersonate Americans, sharing polarizing political content to exacerbate partisan divisions. Thanks a lot, China. Threads is set to launch in the EU next month. To comply with EU regulations, though, Threads might offer a view-only mode in that region, allowing you to read posts without creating an account. In other Threads news, they are expanding the keyword search feature to all markets where the app is available. The move makes Threads more useful for a broader global audience supporting over 100 countries. Amazon introduced Titan Image Generator, part of its Titan family of generative AI models, allowing you to create or customize images based on text descriptions. The AI model, available on AWS, aims to provide flexibility in image creation. You know, last week, you've probably already discovered this, but, you know, I mentioned how awesome the new ChatGPT voice assistant is. So it's basically you could talk to your ChatGPT and pick the person's voice who you want to be your assistant. And I picked this woman named Sky, and she really sounds like somebody I would hang out with. It's kind of crazy. So now I'm picking up my phone a lot and I'm chatting with Sky and asking Sky questions and putting in my prompts. And one of the things, of course, you could do now in ChatGPT is to just give it a text description like, I was messing around and I wanted to see if it could take a picture of my mom, who's no longer with us, turn it into a painting of what I imagine heaven to look like for my mom, which would be my mom in a vegetable and flower garden with her two Shih Tzus, her two black and white Shih Tzus, and then her, the beach that she lived on behind her, specifically Myrtle Beach. And then that's it. That's all I said. I was like, I uploaded the picture of my mom and I said, please put this person in a vegetable slash flower garden with her two black and white Shih Tzus next to Myrtle Beach. And what it gave back to me was amazing, just amazing. But, you know, in Midjourney and DALL-E and some of these others, and maybe they've changed, but when they first came out, you had to give really lengthy, descriptive prompts in order to, and probably that's still the case if you want to get like the image that you really, really want to get to create, you know, this really sophisticated art. But I don't know, like just what I gave with just one sentence spit back the most incredible image. So I wanted to mention that. And as you plan your content for tomorrow, keep in mind that it's Blue Jeans Day, Walt Disney Day, Light Up a Life Day, and International Volunteer Day. And trending all across social media right this very second is hashtag Cookie Day, hashtag Monday Thoughts, and hashtag Monday Motivation. That's it for today's Flash Briefing. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you tomorrow.